so many. I mean, I could name tons of names. And they all kind of, by collaborating with each other and feeding off of what each other was doing, kind of found their way to the sound. And no one, I don't even think anyone really knows where the name dubstep came from. A lot of people back then were calling it sub-low. And that kind of gets to the point of where I'm going. It was called sub-low because the frequencies were so low. They're actually, they're, a lot of them are actually inaudible. You can't hear it. You can feel it. You can't hear it. Dubstep was really a big sound system culture. The music was made to be played on these massive systems that most people don't own. You had to go out to a club just to be able to hear what the song really sounded like. I say a lot of times when I'm playing older dubstep on the radio that it's not even something I feel like that you can even experience through the radio sometimes. Although I have been surprised sometimes. I'll call in and request a song that I know we have in the station and listen to it in my car, and you know, the gist of it comes through most of the time. Anyways, the point of this is dubstep kind of can be defined. Like I said, it came from the two-step UK garage, and it has characteristics that shouldn't be messed with for the most part. A big part is that sub-bass. Another really important characteristic is the fact that dubstep has a broken beat or a syncopated beat to it. It's not like house music where it's boom, 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 boom. I mean, you can hear in this song here. You know, the kicks are kind of almost erratic. The snares come in weird places. It's a lot like drum and bass in that sense where, you know, it's kind of broken. Let's switch over to another song here real quick. This here is another good example of what real dubstep is. This is Goth Trad's Cut In VIP. Again, notice the extremely low bass. Notice the kind of broken beat to it. It's not just boom, 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 boom. Another big thing, this is almost secondary about dubstep, is the fact that it's usually around 140 BPM. I think the sweet spot's between like 138 and 142 BPM, but I've heard some really great tracks that, you know, get outside of that range even more. You're listening to WBTFM 90.7 Blacksburg, by the way. My name's DJ Deist, and in just a minute, I'm going to be playing the next installment in the Dubstep is Dead mix series, but I want to finish this point. So anyways, this is dubstep. This is dubstep. Not Excision or Datsik or Skrillex. It's not dubstep. It's not. I'm sorry if you... I don't say that in a derogatory way. I enjoy that stuff. If you listen to my show regularly, you know I play it a lot. Well, not a lot, but often. And I enjoy it. I was into real dubstep before I was into that sort of stuff. But very quickly after getting into dubstep, I got into that stuff as well. I probably wouldn't love dubstep as much as I do today if it weren't for that stuff. It was really... I knew about dubstep and I liked it a lot, but that stuff made me appreciate it even more. So, why isn't it dubstep? That sort of stuff is also 138 to 142 BPM. It also has that kind of broken beat. It has the super over-modulated rhythms. You know, it's not... You can hear here. That sound, it, for lack of a better word, it wobbles. It's not a sound you're gonna really find in the natural world. They take samples, and you take a sample, and you have to run it through quite a few kind of distortion programs to get that sort of sound. And Skrillex and Excision and all of them, they do that same sort of stuff. And I'm being general and, you know, kind of generic and you know, Excision's made some real dubstep. Datsik's made some real dubstep. But most of what they make isn't. Skrillex, most of what he makes isn't even close to dubstep. It's not even that fake dubstep, which most people call brostep. It's not even that. It's electro house. It's not even close. It's not even the same ballpark. And it makes me so mad when you say, "Oh, do you listen to dubstep?" And they're like, "Yeah, I love Skrillex." It's like so far off from the target. It's not even funny. Switch over. I've got one more. I really want to emphasize what this dubstep sound is. And I want to draw something to your attention here. Notice where the meat of the song is. You know, that the melody. I feel like melody isn't the right word, but the meat of the song, not the bass or anything like that, but where the melody, where the actual song is. It's very low. If you had this on a decent system, you know, a system where you can actually feel the bass, you can feel the song, not the drums, the actual song. Everything is in that low end. And that's really, I mean, that's what dubstep is. Like I said, dubstep was a sound system culture. It still is. And, you know, even this, like, the bro step, I say that, it sounds dumb, but there's no better word for it than bro step. Because no one's really come up with another word for it that I've heard that I thought actually applied. But they still have the bass, but usually it's just the drums. I'll put this in kind of simple, non-audiophile terms. So, you have your highs, your mids, and your lows. Your highs are like your alto singers, you know, the very high-end notes, the high end of the piano. Your mids are usually a bass guitar, like the high end of a bass guitar. Usually, most vocals are in the mids. A lot of stuff is in the mids, actually. And then you have the lows, and that's the stuff when you've got a big subwoofer, you're in the club. That's what you feel. That's the lows. The song in dubstep, the melody, the meat of the song is in the lows. You feel it. On the other hand, you have this other brand of whatever it is. It's not dubstep. Here's some Datsik for you. It's gonna start in just a minute. It's still, you can still feel the low, but it's just the beat. It's just the kick of the bass drum. The song is in the mids. It's that high-pitched, siren-y, whatever that is. That's where the song is. If I crank this really, really, really high up, I would feel the bass of the drum kicking. But not that. That's something else. I mean, it's still a broken beat. It's still around 140 BPMs. It clearly came from dubstep. The best explanation I've heard for this stuff is dubstep got popular, but not everyone has a, has a big sound system from a club. Switching over, this is a track from Vosky. Again, from the mids. You can't feel that. You can hear it. I mean, it's distinct. But anyway, so dubstep started getting some traction. And of course, we're in kind of a digital age now. Everyone gets their music off the internet. You have sites like SoundCloud and you have iTunes and stuff like that, and that's where people get their music now. And so many people these days, you know, not only is it that that's where they get their music, but that's how they listen to their music. They listen to their music on a tablet or their laptop. And quite frankly, my laptop has crappy speakers. Yours probably does too. Everyone's does. It's not even a generalization here. They can't handle those lows. So some people were introduced to this dubstep stuff, and they listened to it on their laptop, and they couldn't hear what it was. It just wasn't there. And slowly, the melodies, the meat of the songs went from the lows to the mids, because that was something that could really be heard by the human ear and could be produced or reproduced on a laptop speaker. Here's one of the worst offenders. This is, when you say dubstep, a lot of people think of this song. And so keep in mind when you're listening to this. With dubstep, three main things it has to hit. 140-ish BPM. This one's 145, so it's a little high, but that's fine. A broken beat, which it has. Dun, 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 dun. It's there. It's broken. It's not bam, 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 bam. And the meat of the song has got to be in the lows. You have got to feel that distorted, main line of the song, the melody. It's something you're supposed to feel. It's not there. This is Skrillex's first of the year. Right after this, we're going to get to some real dubstep. What infuriates me more than anything else, and I know I've already said this once and I'm becoming a broken record, and I know you're sick of hearing my voice because I've been talking for a very long time, but I've been asked to do this by so many people that it had to be done. What infuriates me about this, and the reason why I sound so ticked off when I talk about this on the air, dubstep is an absolutely amazing genre. It's been around for about a decade. I think it's got a long time, a lot of life left in it. I really do. But the main problem is all of these people who claim to be dubstep fans, who have no idea what they're talking about. And, you know, maybe I'm just being an elitist here, but I don't like it. I don't like it when people have a view of reality that isn't actually reality. This isn't dubstep. That doesn't mean it's bad, necessarily. When I call something brostep, I don't necessarily mean it in a derogatory way. It's just what it is. Anyways, I've put this off long enough. Enough of this. No more. Let's listen to some real dubstep. This is the second installment in the Dubstep is Dead series. This week brought to you by Lush out of Baltimore, Maryland. Massive, massive, massive shout outs to her for putting this together for me. I don't even know her. She's a friend of a friend. But we asked her if she would help out, and she jumped at it. So anyways, this is her Dubstep is Dead mix. Enjoy. Get this out of the way now, too. Mother Nature doesn't like secondhand smoke. Motor vehicles in America give over give off over 1 million tons of carbon dioxide per day. There are many ways you can help reduce CO2 emissions. Using public transportation, carpooling, and bicycling all lower your carbon footprint and lessen your impact on the environment. Sit back and relax. Turn those subs up. This is bound to be a good one.
We'll be right back.
from Lush out of Baltimore, Maryland, bringing you the second installment in the Dubstep is Dead series. Set of mixes to show that even though everyone's saying that dubstep is dead, it is far from it. Anyways, let me get back to the music. Enjoy. This mix has about 40 minutes left in it, and it is all amazing. Thank you. Simple steps you can take to prevent unwanted pregnancies and STD transmissions. Using condoms greatly reduces your risk of pregnancy when used correctly. Condoms can shield you from unwanted diseases. Safe sex can save your life. Behind me, this is Lush's Dubstep is Dead mix, helping me show all of you that the often touted statement that dubstep is dead couldn't be further from the truth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. in.
Thank you. We'll be right back.